Former NH senator and Concord casino owner indicted for fraud. Earlier this month, Andy Sanborn, the owner of Concord Casino and a former New Hampshire state senator, was arrested due to allegations of fraud and misappropriation of COVID-19 relief funds. Sanborn has now been formally indicted on felony charges and prosecutors claim he stole nearly $200,000 from the state. Related: Concord Casino owner arrested for alleged fraud. Sanborn indicted on felony theft charges. Last week, a grand jury issued indictments against Sanborn, which may hinder his planned sale of Concord Casino. The casino owner faces a felony charge of theft by deception, while his business, Win-Win-Win LLC, is facing one count of theft by unauthorized taking and an additional count of theft by deception. The allegations claim that Sanborn falsified information on his Main Street Relief Fund grants application. He allegedly inflated his casino's income by over $1 million and reportedly secured more than $188,000 in pandemic relief funds intended for small businesses. This is the first time Sanborn has been formally charged for these alleged actions. In addition, the state has demanded that he sell his casino as he has been found unsuitable to operate it. In addition to these charges, Sanborn is suspected of misusing over $844,000 in COVID relief funds, which were meant to support his business but allegedly funded personal purchases, including sports cars and other high-value items for him and his wife. Sanborn is expected to appear in court this week for his arraignment on these charges. Concord Casino sale uncertain. Despite the order to sell Concord Casino, the recent felony indictment could complicate or even halt the transaction. Sanborn's legal team had previously sought an extension for the sale deadline, but this new development may further diminish the casino's appeal to potential buyers. The ongoing legal battle could impact the casino's future, a factor likely to deter interested buyers from moving forward.